Earth, sky.
Today, a story about seeing all sides of the sun at once.
Seeing our sun in three dimensions became possible for the first time in human history in early 2011. Two NASA space probes, which left Earth in 2006, took years to move into position. These two crafts are named STEREO, short for Solar Terrestrial Relations Observatory. They finally moved to opposite sides of the sun in early February 2011, and now they're beaming back uninterrupted images of our star, front and back.
And that's exciting, very sci-fi. STEREO A and B are two nearly identical space observatories. One is ahead of Earth in its orbit, and the other is trailing behind in order to see the entire sun at once. These NASA space probes trace the flow of energy and matter from the sun to Earth. They reveal the 3D structure of what are called coronal mass ejections, huge and violent eruptions of matter from the sun.
If you notice interference and disruptions in your cell phone or TV service, it might be due to a coronal mass ejection. A strong one can harm electronic equipment, including communication satellites in orbit. No one can stop these from happening, but scientists are now learning more.
These probes should provide more accurate alerts for the arrival time of solar ejections aimed toward Earth. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.